And now it's time for more of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. This portion of the show is sponsored in part by Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup. Rancho Leonero, where your wildest Baja dreams come true. Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best. Shimano. Here we go. Another great hour of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. Here's Pete Gray, Rock God Rick Mexa, and Corey Sandin.
Welcome back. Hour number two, Let's Talk Hookup, coming your way on the Let's Talk Hookup app, the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio. Having a great time here in studio in the world headquarters of Let's Talk Hookup. Pete Gray is all way north in Alaska at Katmai Lodge, a true wilderness lodge in central Alaska. It is the most bear dense population in all of Alaska. It's a wild, really cool place, and fishing up there with some great friends. Randy Berry and John Epstein are up there, and the Kiyoharas are up there, and just a very fun group of people up fishing in Alaska, and we'll certainly look forward to hearing from them. I do not see us getting an update from them. They are very remote up there. It's sat phone only, and even that is spotty sometimes as the weather changes so wild up there. It's a really, really unique and cool trip.
Awesome.
So, yeah, the Katmai Lodge is such a unique experience. The Alagnag River that flows through there, I think it's the most dense or the second most dense population of sockeye salmon in the whole world. Like they measure them in the millions. And then, you know, so millions of fish flow up that river, and like every bear for hundreds of miles around knows, like, that's it. That's the source. That's where all the food is. And they don't give two rips that you're there at all. I mean, it's just, you know, in one day you can see. Dallas and I went, and one year we fished up the river. So we did a long trek up, and we had 19, we counted 19 different bears in one day going up the river. And you're in a boat fishing, and they're just cruising along, doing the whole salmon thing and grabbing fish. It's a really cool spot. So we'll really look forward to hearing from him when he returns. But again, that's going to be a little bit because it's a long trip and a lot of travel getting back. And so next Saturday, a very fun show. One of my favorite times is when it's just Corey and I in here hanging out and talking tackle and talking fishing, but I'm going to be out of town also, so it'll be Corey and Brandon. Brandon's hanging out with us this morning, kind of getting a little refresher. But, yeah, yourself and Brandon just having day talking tackle and fishing. And, you know, I think Brandon fishes more than any person that I know that doesn't that's not working on a boat.
You don't have to think he does. I can confirm that he does.
No doubt.
And freshwater, saltwater, I mean, whatever it is. And we're, you know, from El Salto to bluefin outside of Clemente, you know,
Pete refers to him as the world's greatest fisherman.
He does.
He always says the same thing. What's world greatest up to? Is he catching him? Like, he's catching him. He's on something. So that's going to be a lot of fun. And then next Sunday, another great show. Fred Huber from the Daily Double, as well as Captain Steve Peterson. So going to be a lot of fun talking some local fishing. And been great to see that local bite happen in Barracuda in the fish counts again, and good yellowtail fishing at the islands right now. So, yeah, a couple of great shows coming for us again next weekend.
You mentioned Barracuda, and not many people get excited about hearing about Barracuda, but I love it. I'll tell you why. Because it has some, it's a part of the food chain. Dave's shaking his head yes, right?
I enjoy it. Surface iron, getting bit, yeah.
Dude, I enjoy it. But it's a part of the food chain. It's a part of that connection that just relates to a really healthy, like, ecosystem, you know?
Exactly. Seeing those around in good numbers, yeah. It's a good flow.
It's good time.
And fish care is just different today than it was when I was a kid growing up. You know, I mean, a barracuda caught in the morning on a half-day trip in a gunny sack that went in as a horseshoe and came out as like a mushy horseshoe was just not the best table fare thing. And nowadays with, you know,
taking care of
proper fish care and smokers and things like that. I mean, a bonita was the same thing. Nobody was, you know, bonita wasn't a sought-after thing. A skipjack wasn't a sought-after thing. And now guys are putting so much effort into fish care and handling and things like that. It's just changed things around. And take proper care of a barracuda and bleed it and ice it and do all those things, and then proper preparation at home, you got something killer again.
And honestly, every one of those fish you just mentioned, the barracuda, the bonito, and the skipjack, are all extremely good eating, but they have to be taken care of.
You know what you say, Corey, you know, kind of glossed over it, but the ocean is healthy right now.
It is.
You know, when you go to the Coronados, you caught the 3Bs and your yellowtail, maybe a sea bass, maybe a halibut. Think of the great halibut fishing we've had this year, the barracuda fishing, the yellowtail. Everybody's focused on one species, bluefin tuna, for the last 8 years. But when you look around, even that surf report, everything is interacting, everything is healthy, everything is eating. You know, the ocean seems really healthy to me right now.
I agree with you. And not only here, Doug, but last week being at Cedros Sport Fishing,
yep,
being on the island of Cedros, there was a ton of barracuda.
Right.
A ton of barracuda, bonito. And it's just Dave smiling from ear to ear. He knows, man.
It means something.
And it means
it does.
It means the bait stocks are very healthy.
Everything.
And these species are allowed to, you know, feed and grow. And, you know, there's more of them. They spread out. You know, even with the tuna, they're catching them, you know, off San Francisco.
Yeah.
You know, things are really happening. And it's all bait related.
I agree with you. We're in a healthy cycle for sure. And you know what we had down there too was a Sierra. We caught a Sierra.
Oh, no, you didn't.
Really?
Oh,
yeah.
God.
Which, it's so awesome. That crew is like top notch. We brought it in. We bled it. Totally took care of it. Put it on ice. Brought it in. Within an hour, it's being served as ceviche.
Wow.
How about that? Doesn't that sound delicious?
It does.
Yeah.
You know, that's a tropical fish. I just had the flashback. I had a dream last night that we were catching wahoo in San Diego. Ian.
Wow.
Well, you know, that's fine to me. Yeah, I hope you're dead right. You know,
at some point.
Talking about warm water, man, I would take it just fine.
Yeah.
And that water, so Cedros was only 64-degree water.
Yep.
And if you're going, I'll give you just a recommendation. The mornings were a little chilly. And it felt good. It felt good, but I wasn't prepared even with an overcoat of a windbreaker or a sweatshirt.
It's no different in San Diego, you know.
It was a little chilly.
It's been chilly.
Yeah.
You know, when the water's 64 and a little breeze blows off of it, you're going to be chilly.
In a good way, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Absolutely. Well, if you want to join us, all this great conversation, we're giving away a day and a half trip on the Tomahawk. Thank you, Dave.
Yeah.
And if you want to be a part of the show, 213-432-1090. It's yours right now, or you can text us via the app.
You got it, man. Very busy morning. If you send us a text, make sure that you include your contact info so at the end of the show we can get a hold of you to get you that great prize, because everybody out there wants to go fishing with Captain Dave. No doubt about that. Well, the phone lines are packed. We got our buddy Scott Sherman on the line. Good morning, Scott.
Hey, Scott.
Hey, morning, guys. Great show. Talk about things happening for a reason. I got a call from a friend last night who invited me on a 2.5 day on the Tomahawk, and lo and behold, this morning we're talking to the captain of the Tomahawk. So I think it's the right sign. Question I had for a trip, like a 2.5 day, you mentioned some of the tackle. I'm a private boat guy, so I don't have a lot to bring with me, you know, to haul a bunch of gear. All my gear's on the boat with no bag to put it in, really, other than a small bag. What kind of leader material, hooks, lures, those types of things should I put into a bag and bring with?
Great question, Scott.
Doug, you know, pretty much covered the setups, having that 30-pound setup, fluorocarbon. But I feel like having some of the fluoro, some hooks, and a few torpedo sinkers, you'd be pretty covered. But most important, having those knife jigs. And that's one thing that works out well, Tomahawk being at Fishman's Landing, is if you forget something, if you don't want to lug it around right there in the landing, they have every single thing you need. Whether it's a rig knife jig and, you know, every brand of fluoro, pound test, and everything's available. As for rods, are you going to be able to bring at least a few rods? Because I know the landing office has a rental deal.
Yeah, the rods I can bring, the rods I can bring, no problem. The rods and reel setups I can bring. It was more about not having a lot of room to bring my entire assortment of tackle that I usually have on the boat. So it's kind of like, you know, what's the go-to certain size hook? You mentioned the knife jig, and what's the weight on the knife jig, those type of things.
Yeah. So for hooks, definitely want to have some of the finesse, like a size one. But a 2.5 day, I feel like, hopefully this yellowtail stuff gets with it, but just having the terminal tackle, the hooks, 1.0 to 2.0, I'd say you'd be pretty covered on the hooks, and then some sinkers, like a 2 to 6 ounce on the torpedo sinkers for that sinker rig. And for the gram jigs, for the knife jig stuff, we've kind of been doing these 400 grams lately. And this might be by chance or, you know, the mood we're in, but we've been using a lot more of these 400 grams. Because a lot of times, most recent, these fish have just been super tight, bricked up. So getting that jig down there as quick as possible.
Dave, how do you, you know, we've heard you, you know, give the recommendation before. And Scott, great phone call. Appreciate it very much. And have a great time on your 2.5 day. You've mentioned it before, how important it is to be, you know, at the depth and get your lure to the depth. What's the best way for a guy to do that? Like, what's the best way to mark your line? Is it the color-changing spectras? Is it marking with a Sharpie? Like, you know, I'm sure you've seen a lot of people successfully do it and probably seen a lot of failures at it, too. Like, what, in your opinion, is the best way to know that your jig's at the right spot if you're nighttime fishing like Scott's going to do when he comes with you?
That marking line is huge, huge. I know we started to put some of that colored spectra, the Iser line, every 100 feet color stuff on the reel, and it helps. You know, I do just for the sake of knowing how much mono, so when I could add that into the mix on top of that color stuff, I do, you know, 25 feet of mono. So it's like, okay, mono not, connection not, that's 25 feet, and then 125, 225.
Perfect.
Just to help. But I guess it is... Can do it with the white stuff, obviously, the old Sharpie way. I know that's how I did it forever. And
sure.
Still do it. Still have reels with it. But, yeah, that marking stuff is huge.
It's hard to go back.
It's hard to go back.
You know,
you have to.
I know Doug at the tackle store, and I know Brandon, especially at nighttime, like, so much. I mean, that Power Pro Depth Hunter Offshore, the Iser line, the 100-foot colored section is just kind of dominating the sales with that. Do you see a lot of retrofitting, like adding to spectra that's already there? Is it complete change? If you've already got it, do you just leave the white and just mark with a Sharpie? What's your thoughts on adding that colored spectra to your program?
I mean, you can certainly add to your existing spectra, and if a reel has 700 yards of line, you know, you only need 400 yards of colored line, really 300.
Feet, probably.
But, I mean, feet. But so you don't need to... completely replace your line. I mean, it's a little pricey to do that, and you'll get five reels. But if you just put the fishable amount on the top, you're going to be golden. And I have a question for you, Dave. I've often wondered this. So if the fish are at 300 feet and a guy puts out three colors, which technically is 300 feet, there's got to be some little bit of belly. There's got to be some little bit of scope. How much beyond that 300 feet, three colors, do you recommend going? And then how do you bring it back up through the water column until you hit that magical depth?
That's one good note. I think for that color stuff, I mean, bare minimum 400 feet of that color stuff. And that just paints the picture. It's like, okay, I see one more color, and I see my normal white color underneath that. So that's like, okay, well, shoot. And to this color, that's all that 400 feet. But just for the sake of dropping through them and winding through them, because, yeah, you're right, there's belly, there's condition, you get scoped out. So doing more... reset, wind and reset to make sure that line's taut's huge. Because if you keep, you know, winding up 20, 50 feet, dropping it back down, doing that 10 times, now you're really scoped out.
Yeah.
So keeping that lure straight up and down, that's when that 400 gram helps, and resetting. But that's, 400 feet of that color stuff is what we've been doing, at least, for just trying to figure out how deep.
And at what point do you feel that you're not fishing anymore when you get some scope on the line? I mean, obviously... you know, casting downwind.
Downwind is a big
trying one. To get it vertical when you're at, you know, your 300 feet or whatever the depth is. And at what point are you just not fishing anymore?
Is a 45-degree angle too much?
I'd
is it a 90-degree angle?
45 is probably at the most I would feel comfortable doing it. But I know on some of these most recent trips, we've been trying to get the guys to walk to the bow, pitch off the bow, and, you know, walk their line back just for the sake of the boat slides. Downwind, pinching the jig downwind to try to get it, you know, more straight up and down for longer, that's huge. But casting on the windy side up into the wind, that usually not the ticket there. But giving yourself more time straight up and down, because that's when those jigs fish the best.
Got it. That's good info.
You guys are talking about marking the line, and I have a nightmare story to share with you. Mm-hmm. And it's just to help the listeners, right? So I have a friend that went to a tackle shop that won't be mentioned. It was not Fisherman's Landing. And
there's other ones?
Well, so check this out. They had their white spectra marked with a red marker. You know, had the tackle shop do it every 100 feet. Wound it back on, and everything turned pink.
Okay. Oh, it didn't.
An absolute nightmare. I assume they didn't let it dry.
Didn't let it dry. Okay, didn't wipe off the excess.
Just make sure you're going to a reputable shop. Or you could probably do it on the boat, too. Huh? I mean, on the way out. I mean, it's not – you don't want it to be wet, but maybe on your way out, I mean, initially?
That's part of it, too. Sharpie is going to bleed some. And yeah. You're right. There's a huge difference between doing it right and doing it wrong. Like, you've got to apply it, and you've got to let it sit for a while, yeah. And you've got to use another little rag to wipe off the excess. And, you know, you've got to do at the tackle store what you can to do the best of it possible. But Sharpie doesn't, you know, it doesn't fully absorb into that spectrum and not go anywhere. Like, that's one thing. Like, it is going to bleed off some, kind of no matter what. Now, if you do it the right way and wipe off the excess, you might see some, you know, faded, you know, areas of the color. And then when your actual mark gets there, it's very obvious that it's, you know, it's done and solid. But that's the downside to marking with a Sharpie is there is always going to be some bleed off, especially if you're fishing a lot, salt water, lines running through the guides and running through your fingers. Like, That's the downside.
That just sounded like a nightmare to me. You know,
I like
just
that Power Pro, man.
Pink, right?
Yeah. Yeah, totally.
All right.
Hey, well, with that, we're going to find out what's going on the water. It's time for the fishdope.com catch report with the man, Dave Hansen, your saltwater guide.
And it's sponsored by the Fish Pros of Fisherman's Processing in San Diego. They have the best processing for your fish when your trip returns. Plus, with Fish Pros of Market, you can purchase your fresh. Their famous spices, the rubs, their poke kit. You can stop by their location in Old Town on Taylor Street, or you can order online at fishmansprocessing.com. And we've been talking about it for a while now. Make sure that you make your reservations by texting them at 619-255-3128.
Hey, we got them standing by. It's Dave Hansen, your saltwater guide. Good morning, Dave.
Hey, Dave.
Hey, good morning, Dave. Good morning, Doug. Rick, Corey.
How's it going, Dave?
Thanks for having me on the show today. And Mark was summing it up perfect yesterday. He's quoting one of the captains. This is how it used to be. Doug remembers. This is typical summertime fishing. Calico bass, bonita, barracuda. It's insane that how good the water snapped back after all that rain. We kind of talked about it 2 or 3 months ago. We were saying, watch what happens. Watch how bitching this water gets when everything calms down and the wind stops blowing. We put all those great nutrients back into the water, and we're looking like the olden days again out there. And then the thing that keeps everybody honest is all that tuna everywhere. It's kind of a big area. It stretches from the Farallon Islands to Cedros. And you could pretty much go anywhere in that zone and find bluefin. There isn't one set area. There's some zones where they're catching some fish consistently, but really, you could pretty much drive out of the Farallon Islands and make a left turn and start driving to Mexico, and you're going to run into schools of bluefin the whole way. It's pretty amazing the amount of volume of fish out here right now. And like I was listening to Doug when he got into there a little early today, and we was talking about how wild it is at the tackle shop. It sounds like the old days, Doug, back when I was working down there albacore fishing. It's kind of wild right now, huh? Except,
wild, you know, limited load has curtailed some of that. We used to have 1,000 people out and 1,000 people in. There were no day and a half trips, so every night there were 2,000 people crossing over, and I don't think those days will ever be repeated, but this is about as close as it gets. It's wild.
There's one thing that sticks in my mind here. The Q105, which no longer is here, carried 105
people. 105 people, yes.
That's right?
Wild. Well,
wrap your mind around that.
Yeah, it was a limited load.
I have
that many people on.
Yeah, limited to however many you can cram on there.
I have a phenomenal interview with Gary Black on my website, Your Saltwater Guide, and he talks about the maiden voyage on the Cube, and he's like, it's wide open. He has like had 5 minutes of sleep because they had to get that boat ready to go. And he walks down the deck, snaps a guy's albacore off, grabs him by the tail, and goes, what number? And the guy goes, 105. And he goes, no, I know what boat you're on. What number do you want your fish in? And he goes, 105. And Jerry goes, I had to go up in the galley and look, and we had 108 people on the boat.
Oh, my God.
That's wild.
Yeah. Crazy good old days. But the difference now, Doug, is that you guys have boats leaving every minute of every day from all day. So it's crazy the amount of people, and you can be going into the tackle shop. It's busy all day. But the fishing is just insane. I don't know what anybody could possibly be waiting for. Like Mark talked about yesterday, there's yellowtail at San Clemente Island, really fun yellowtail fishing. There's yellowtail at the Coronados. There's barracuda biting up and down the coast, calico bass, sand bass, it's so exciting. It's just absolutely insane. I keep watching what's going on. I keep checking social media over and over again. It's just like there's another historic fight going on, another great day of that bluefin, and now it's starting to become that big. There's plenty of that smaller bluefin, but now, Dave, as you know, now we're starting to get into those 200- and 300-pounders are showing up.
Exactly.
The kite, they're biting on the kite, they're biting on the dead flying fish. I just can't imagine what October, November is going to look like, gang, because where I'm at the beach down here right now, the water is 89.9 yesterday.
Wow,
at the beach at Santa Maria. So
crazy.
All you need is a couple spinners to push this water up there. And Doug, you may have had the dream baby right. You may be catching some wahoo there.
You know, and we're catching Dorado already, and that's not unusual to catch them up here. But, I mean, it started, you know, in early July, and that's a little early. And we don't have hot water, but, you know, conditions are right for them. You know, fish want to live here for whatever reason.
We'll take it. Dave, if somebody wants to keep in touch with all the great stuff going on your website, the how-to videos, the great information and more, how do we do it?
Dan, go check out my website, yoursaltwaterguide.com. I have a phenomenal tour of Fisherman's Landing Tackle. Ricky gave us a nice tour. You can see all that and so much more. And any piece of social media that's out there, I guarantee you I'm on it. I post 3 brand new videos every single day. Check me out, yoursaltwaterguide.com, yoursaltwaterguide on all social media. And guys, I can't imagine what we're going to be talking about next week.
Can't wait.
It's going to be fun.
Be good.
Nice week of weather coming, too.
You got it. Hey, great job. Appreciate it very much. We'll look forward to talking to you next week.
All right, guys. Thanks. Bye.
Thanks a lot, Dave. Want to remind you, if you want to keep up with what's going on, fishdope.com. Save you $20 off of a new membership using the code HOOKUPNOW. HOOKUPNOW, all lowercase, no space, saves you $20 on a new membership code. Corey, the phones are packed up. Everybody wants to talk to Dave and Doug. Let's get back into them.
How about Dave? Dave calling from Anza. Good morning, Dave.
Hi,
appreciate
Dave.
You joining us.
Hey, good morning, everybody. See, I got a question for Doug. Doug, I've read something that when we buy fishing tackle, that there's a tax assessed to it that goes into some kind of a fund. We don't see that at the cash register. At what point in the chain does that tax get assessed? And a couple follow-up questions on that. What is that fund that goes into? Does the money stay local? And also, do other outdoor sports like backpackers and skiers, do they get taxed into some kind of a fund like this?
Yeah, that was something they implemented back in the 80s. It was called the Dingell-Johnson Act, and it's basically a federal excise tax on the manufacturer of most fishing tackle. So it happens at the point of manufacture. So when, CalStar makes a rod, when Shimano makes a reel, there's a 10% tax on the first time that that item is sold. And then it, you know, obviously gets marked up along the chains. And, you know, originally, of course, it was supposed to be, you know, to help the outdoors and this and that. But who knows what they do with the money. And I'm not even going to try to speculate what they do with it. But
please don't, because it would probably be so ugly we don't want to know.
I mean, I can't speak intelligently about it because I don't know. But
right. But
there's federal excise taxes on just, you know, about everything. I mean, tires and... And I believe even diesel fuel.
It's just the way it is, right?
So it's, you know, you just don't see it because you go in and you buy your knife jig, but that knife jig at some point, the manufacturer had to pay 10% FET on that.
It's just crazy that that act and Brandon had the same nickname in high school.
Yeah,
but, it's just a stark coincidence for sure.
Those coincidences.
Yeah, totally. Well, hey, great call, Dave. Appreciate it very much. We had another great text come through. Wanting to know, how popular are the shorter jigging rods on the Tomahawk? And then for Doug, are sales taking off at Fisherman's Landing on Phoenix Megalodons and or UC CXJ 6005 rods? Also for both of you, is 80-pound Spectra okay for jigging rods? That's all from Ted in San Diego.
Yeah. You know what surprised me? It's funny you say, I'm starting to notice them a lot more. Personally, I have not used one. But I wouldn't be against it at all. They keep catching my eye, just the stoutness of it and you know, fishing this stuff every night. It's like, hey, man, that might be something I want to at least attempt because I'm not against new stuff. That's the thing is you learn something new every day, and I think they're pretty cool, pretty spiffy. Seeing a lot of those rods with, like, those 40 size, really, like 40-fathom Talica 20. So it's, yeah, I think that might be one of my future just to kind of treat myself, but...
Another golf club in the bag, another arrow in the quiver, another toy.
Exactly. But 80-pound Spectre, that's pretty adequate for what we're doing, for sure.
Yeah, it's been percolating under the surface here for about a year now, longer than that elsewhere. But so we're just really learning the more finer points of it over the last year. I just spent the last week at the ICAST show, and that was...
You did? How,
yes.
Yeah.
And that was one of the... only kind of new things that, you know, you kind of saw a lot of manufacturers getting into. Shimano's working on some rods, and several other manufacturers. There's also manufacturers that you haven't ever heard of that have specialized reels. The reels tend to be single speed, narrow, so that you don't have to level wind. They have a little lower gear ratio than the sixth one that we're used to, so you do have some cranking power. They tend to have a torpedo handle knob and a little longer throw so you can get some cranking power. The rods tend to be anywhere from that 5.5 to 6, maybe a little bit plus, rods. They're, for our kind of fishing, they seem really wimpy, but that action goes from the tip all the way down into the foregrip. If it's too fast to taper, it doesn't give the jig the proper action. And the idea is when you're lifting up, then the rod recoils and kind of shoots the jig up almost like an escaping bait fish. And then it stalls at the top and allows the jig to sink back down as if though it's, you know, remember the old crippled herrings or, you know, we've always talked about the wounded bait fish type of deal. So that's the theory. But what it does, it gives you a way to get your jig into the zone probably quicker than a rail rod with 100-pound Spectra. So 80 is probably going to be the sweet spot for us. But a lot of guys... elsewhere catch these big bluefin, and you know, I talked to some guys, they've got a 700-pound bluefin on one of these rods using an 80-pound test,
which is crazy, right?
It is.
But there's you talk about a whippy rod, and it's the way you work the lure and the whole thing and a whippy rod for that, but with that whippy rod and a heavy line and that reel, there's a way to kill a fish pretty darn quick with that.
Yep.
I mean, it's not like you're undergunned, it's just the technique and pulling on the fish that you're able to subdue them.
Well, and let's face it, if you have to pick up and go with the rail rod, it kind of kills you. With these, you're pointing the rod almost directly at the fish and using the line directly off the reel to gain line. And I would recommend anybody that's interested in this, the Johnny Jigs that we carry, those guys have a YouTube channel. They fished on a couple of San Diego boats and brought their techniques that they've developed back east, and they came in and fished right alongside of all of our guys that, you know, using rail rods and all that kind of thing, and that'll really give you a good idea how this system works.
Johnny Jigs.
So Johnny Jigs on YouTube, and they've got a bunch of videos in San Diego showing this technique. And as far as how that relates to what we carry in the tackle store, Rick has done like the most amazing job researching this. Nobody even knew this was percolating in the background, but for a year now, and we have started building custom rods on blanks that are appropriate. We've also started seeing appropriate rods from many manufacturers. We're keeping the racks as full as we can with those rods, and we're starting to gain knowledge on how to recommend a proper rod and reel for your particular situation.
And just, you know, Ted had mentioned both that Phoenix Megalodon and that United Composite 6005. We do carry both of those. Yeah,
you
do.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And so it's for those that don't know, it's a very specialized reel. It's a very specialized rod. It's a complete specialized setup.
Mm-hmm.
However, you can use that not only in the tuna fishing, that same outfit you could use for yellowtail fishing. You could even do, the 30 to 50 fathom rockfish style with that same outfit. Like it'll be a universal outfit for many fisheries, but it's a very specialized outfit, period.
Yeah, like anything, you'll end up, if you love that style of fishing, you'll end up with two or three outfits. And, you know, they do grouper and all kinds of stuff back east, up to, like I say, a 700-pound bluefin
Crazy.
This guy's got. Yeah.
Very interesting.
Yeah, definitely different for sure.
Good information.
You got it, man.
Hey, we're going to be right back. You're listening to Southern California Sport Fishing Voice. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app, the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio.
Hey, we're so lucky here in San Diego. We have fantastic weather and great fishing. We also have three great shops to take care of anglers. Hi, this is Ben, and you will see me at my dad's shop, Dana Landing in Mission Bay. We call it the one-stop shopper, a great day on the water, because it truly is. Food, bait, tackle, beverages, and more. Our tackle shop, headed by Johnny, is certainly one of the best. We have you covered from bay bass to big tuna. Plus, we have Doug, one of the finest reel repair guys around. For freshwater tackle, nothing beats East County Bait and Tackle. Jeet and the guys have the best rod and reels, the hottest lures, and live bait. Our newest shop is Lemon Grove Bait and Tackle, growing their stock of both fresh and saltwater tackle right in the heart of Lemon Grove. ECBT is at the end of the 67 freeway on Maple View and Lakeside. Lemon Grove Bait and Tackle, 94 to Broadway in Lemon Grove. And Dana Landing is next to the Dana Lawn Tramp in Mission Bay. Check danalanding.com for more details.
Great fishing is what Seaforth Sport Fishing in Mission Bay is all about. With free parking and fully stocked tackle shop, Seaforth Sport Fishing is a favorite among anglers. Come aboard top boats like the Asset, Cortez, Endeavor, Apollo, Outer Limits, Elgato Go, Pride, Polaris Supreme, Tribute, Pacifica, Pacific Voyager, and the Voyager. Plus, the new Seaforth Sea Watch in San Diego offer the finest half and full day trips available. Seaforth Sport Fishing. For charters or schedule, check seaforthlanding.com. Run by fishermen for fishermen in Mission Bay.
Safe travel should always include travel insurance. This is Bob Dawson at Dawson & Associates. We offer many different plans, from one-year plans to single-trip plans. Traveling twice or more a year, an annual plan will cover most every trip that you make. Also, if you get injured on a trip, it'll fly you back home or fly you to a hospital of your choice, and it's worldwide coverage once you're 100 miles from home. So call me at 619-990-3068 or go to safariglobaltravel.com.
Today, more than ever, outside special interest groups want to close access to California sport fishing. Don't let this happen. Join Coastal Conservation Association of California and fight back. CCA California is your voice, your advocate for ocean fishing access. We fight the outside special interests so you, your kids, and their kids can fish for generations to come. Visit ccacalifornia.org and join the fight against more fishing closures.
All right, welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup, and having such a great time in studio here with Dave Ibrahim from the Tomahawk, and just a great time. You want to join us? 213-432-1090, or you can text us via the app. Giving away a day and a half trip. How cool, Dave. Thank you.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, cool. Day and a half trip on the Tomahawk.
That was one of those breaks where I wish we could have just had the microphones off. Everybody's their 2 cents in on jigging rods, yeah. And it makes sense for some people, but not everybody, but exactly. Done right, it's the right thing, and yeah, some really, really cool stuff. I really think that that's something that is going to continue to gain a lot of popularity.
For sure.
I try to be very realistic. It is not for everybody. I don't even know if it's for me, but it is another tool to have in your arsenal. It's not a necessity. Not every person has to have that rig, but you know what? All of us are going to be on trips over the coming years where there will be a time where that particular technique could probably gain you a bite when maybe something else did. So it's just a cool thing that's on the forefront that's happening.
And in that finesse scenario where there might only be a handful of fish hooked, that's probably going to be one of them.
Totally.
Right
Yeah, I agree. Hey, the phones are packed up. Corey, everybody's excited to talk. If you guys want to get your chance to get through, plenty of time still here on Let's Talk Hookup. 213-432-1090 is the phone number. Or, as Corey's been saying, you can always text us via the Let's Talk Hookup app.
Yeah, let's talk to Mike. Mike Cohn from Florence. Good morning, Mike.
Hey, good morning. It's Mike from Torrance. I said hello to you in the store the other day.
Gotcha.
Ricky, we were getting on the American Angler. So good morning to you, gentlemen. We did real well on the trip. We got a lot of 25, 30-pound bluefin bit all day yesterday. The hot ticket was a 25-pound test and a little number 4 circle hook, as was working for me. Had a great time, handed off some fish. What a great boat. Hey, Dave, I love what you've done with Tomahawk. I've fished it a lot in the past and looking forward to going out with you and checking it out. I've got a favorite bunk that's a double wide just at the bottom of the stairs on the starboard side, so that's the one I want.
That,
you guys have a great day, all right?
Exactly the bunk.
Well, that's great. It sounds like it was an excellent trip for you, Mike, and I'm glad you had such a good time on the Angler. And, yeah, hopefully you're roping when you get on board the Tomahawk. Appreciate the phone call very much. Another great text came through. Dave, what year was the Tomahawk built, and then how many people does it carry? What is an ideal load for a charter? I can't wait to come fishing with you. That's all from Ryan and Anza.
Yeah, absolutely. So it was built in 1980. And as for load, we've been doing some of these 24 loads for 2.5. So I feel like that was just the perfect amount for this last one we got off of. But for 2 days, we're doing 28. But as Rick mentioned earlier, this boat's just wide.
It's huge. It's big everywhere.
You know, you think of the 28 number and you see the line of people at the top. It's like, oh, that's a good amount of people. But when you get on the boat, it just flows. So that 28 load doesn't feel as much as you think it is. And as for charter, pretty much it's the day rate that's posted on TomahawkSportFishing.com. And it's really up to you guys on, say, if you want to bring 18 people. And it's just splitting the difference of covering that the day rate for the boat.
Now, how does it work? You guys run open party at a Fisherman's Landing. We see the boat online virtually every week. Every day that you're not fishing, the boat's available to go out on. How does it work to charter a boat that runs a lot of open party? Do we get to pick a date? Does there just not have to be somebody on there? Does it have to be done before the season starts? Like
best is before the season, because that's when trips are posted, schedules posted up, and any trip you see that say there's 28 spots and 28 spots open, that trip's available.
Mm-hmm.
So jumping on that before the season, because obviously, you know, boat gets running, starts catching fish, the flow of things just start happening. That's when we start getting people on every trip. So it's when you see those trips that have the 28 spots and 28 spots open that call the landing. Obviously, we're always out on the water. The landing does a great job. Call them, hey, like this trip, and they start the process on that.
And, Doug, when somebody's booking a charter, is it mostly, you know, do they have their group first? Do they pick the boat first? Do they pick a date and then just call the landing and say, this is the day I want to go? What do you have? Like, what's the process like on private charter booking if you got your own group of guys to go?
Yeah, usually, you know, it starts out with a bunch of buds saying, you know, we want to charter a boat. And I think people know the drill by now. To get your prime Saturdays in August, you got to do it, you know, quite a bit in advance, like even the previous year. But, you know, you can look on the website, but you can also just call the landing and say, you know, here's the potential dates that we'd like to book, what's available, and we specifically want to go on the Tomahawk. And, you know, they'll give you a maximum number of people that boat will accommodate. But like Dave says, a lot of charter groups will take less than that. So I'm going to say on a boat like the Tomahawk, 20 to 24 is going to be a good number. Then you'll be asked to sign a contract and put a 50% deposit down. That ensures the boat that you're going to go, and so they won't put that boat out for an open party trip. And then, you know, you'll be paying the balance of that due when you depart the landing, usually. Or if you just want it, a lot of guys just these days are just sending in a 100% deposit. They know they're going. They got their guys. And so, you know, say you got 20 guys, and then at the last minute a couple other buds want to go, you know, obviously you can throw 22 on there. Mm-hmm. If you want to get it a little less per person and take 28 people, you can do that. So it's a really fun way to fish because a lot of the guys know each other. You know, you're not jumping on a boat with people that you don't know. And, you know, so there's more camaraderie with the charter, and it just ensures you that you have that date. I mean, if you start waiting until the end and then, you know, the trip you want to go on fills up, you know, that's no good either. So you're just capturing a prime date with your buds going fishing.
In the beginning of the show, we were talking about how Tomahawk offers like a, you know, a little elevated level of food and, you know, and service and things like that. Do you pay, you know, does the charter group pay as a whole? Is it like a meal package? Do you just do like a normal trip and it's an open galley? How does that part of it work?
Lately we've been doing the meal package. And that's, you know, the $60 a day for the breakfast, lunch, dinner.
That's ridiculous. $60.
Is how it's been, yeah.
That is like beyond fair.
I went to
like,
P.F. Chang's the other day for lunch and it was $30,
right?
You're getting a bargain.
$60, yeah. I agree.
And you, at the beginning of the show, you was telling us that like Tomahawk's not just you know, it's not just a cheeseburger. Not,
no.
Again, not that there's anything wrong, but they were talking about doing, like, authentic carnitas dishes and, you know, everything. I really do, like, in talking to Dave, his whole career was long-range fishing, or so much of it was long-range fishing. It really does. We've said it a couple times now. It just feels like you plucked a couple of days out of the middle of a long-range trip.
Absolutely.
Yeah, it definitely feels good. I mean, you see the happy, you get the feedback of everything you did hard work-wise, and it's, you know, it's a good feeling, so I appreciate all the good stuff you guys say. Thank
well,
you.
It's well earned. That's not easy to get. Corey, let's jump back into the phones.
Let's do it. How about Jeff? Jeff calling from Cardiff. Good morning, Jeff.
Hey, Jeff. Well, looks like we might have lost Jeff there in the hole, so why don't we grab the text? This one says, good morning, guys. Does the Tomahawk have rental gear for the nighttime fishing? I have a lot of gear, but nothing quite big enough for that nighttime 100-pound outfit. What's the charge for the rental gear? Do I get it from the boat or from the landing? That's from Ron in Encinitas.
Yeah, we have just a few loaners because, say, you know, we're human. We might forget something or something rather. Say if a setup breaks and you don't have one. An extra one. We do have a few loaners that we loan out. But the best chance of making sure you get a good setup, because obviously there's, you know, say there's 28 people on board, we don't have 28 setups. So making sure you have the setup you need, the gear you need, that's definitely the landing.
Okay.
Having it prior, so, you know, if something happened to the reel or you get half your Spectra cut off, that's when we come in and we're like, hey, we got a loaner for
you. Yeah, you've got a backup.
Exactly, mm-hmm. Exactly.
Now, I know the landing has made some serious investments in very high-end tackle. Like, landing rental tackle changed with this change in Big Bluefin, and it's no longer an outfit that's good enough to go fishing. I mean, I walk back there and see it every day. I mean, it's the highest end tackle you guys can find. It went from, you know, well, rather than getting adequate gear, if you get the highest end stuff, one, it's what's appropriate for catching big ones, but it comes with longevity.
Yeah, it's a necessity, really, and it's not everybody out there coming from, you know, all parts of the country have that type of gear. So, I mean, you know, starting with the Talikas, we have Talika 12s, 16, 20s, 25s, all filled with Spectra. Those reels are meticulously maintained. The line is taken care of every time they return back from the trip. And then for your more mid-grade and lighter stuff, Pen Fathoms, even the half-day gear, it's all high quality gear and well maintained. To be honest, probably better maintained than a lot of people take care of their own gear.
There's no question. Yeah,
definitely.
I mean, it's all CalStar rods, and I mean, there are multiple full time employees that do nothing but take care of that gear. Whether it be new top shots, or, you know, if the guide gets bunged up, new guides going on. Whether there's a, you know, the reel had an anti-reverse issue, it's torn down and rebuilt. I mean, there's multiple people whose sole gig it is just to make sure that gear is tip-top.
Yep. And the top shots are changed out every trip.
Yes.
And,
I mean, everything's fresh. Everything is inspected. I mean, you're getting a Graphiter 770 rail rod, you know, XH or double extra heavy. You know, it's the stuff that you would dream to go buy. And, you know, it's pretty darn reasonable. It's less than the cost of filling the reel with the Spectra, that's for sure.
Totally. And if you're listening, you're coming down to San Diego, I know Seaforth has the same level, Point Loma Sport Fishing, Fisherman's Landing. Like, they're all that top grade. H&M's got some good stuff, too, or is
I'm
that...
sure.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. I can't speak for them. But.
Yeah, you can't... You kind of can't not have it these days, this big fish, you know.
You have to.
With albacore, we always have the same thing. Like, any piece of gear you had would catch you an albacore. Some of it was a lot nicer, and some of it cast better, and some of it had better drag, but anything would work. But a 150-pound bluefin is not the case.
Or over 200.
You hook that fish on your Penn Squidder, like, you're not going to get to turn the handle.
I mean, a 60-pounder, that used to be, you know,
the top of the pinnacle,
yes.
Right?
Yeah.
Sure.
So, your gear is a vital part of the entire piece of the puzzle.
And if you have to rely on the rental gear like we're talking about, all the top landings have got that level of rental.
It's changed from having to rely on it to getting to rely on
it.
You know what I mean?
Yep.
Like, I see a lot of those outfits go out the door that are $1,500 and approaching $2,000.
Yeah.
But, you know, that's what you need to go catch big ones, so that's what they do.
And then you've got the guys on the boat, like Dave, that appreciate that quality coming on.
Yeah, dude, it goes a long way. That good gear, you can see the difference, because granted, not everyone can afford it, but they bring what they do have, and, you know, definitely have to have a longer battle, because that limber rod, the single speed senator, you know, catching this good grade fish on it, it's like, you definitely see the value of a two speed.
I'm just curious, Dave, what percentage of the people are coming out with literally the wrong gear? Like you say, a senator 4-0 with, you know, whatever kind of line and a noodle rod.
You know,
has it gotten better over the years?
It's gotten better. It's gotten better, but I'd say there's still a 15% that come on the boat. Like, okay, let's get you taken care of. Let's make sure you get the right stuff.
Because yep.
You have that window of opportunity. You want to make sure everything's in line, for sure.
And you want their success. Because
exactly.
Yes, at the end of the day, their success.
You see me running around, I'm definitely want everyone to enjoy themselves and catch fish and have a good time doing it. So it all starts. It's all relevant to everything.
And that's what I admire about the operation that you've put together is you actually care about the fishermen. It's not just a fish count. It's not just, you know, making a living out there. The customer comes first and their experience comes first.
Absolutely.
And they're going to, you know, think about that trip for, you know, maybe years to come. They catch their 100-pound, you know, first 100-pound tuna in their life. And, you know, you were instrumental in making that happen. You didn't, you know.
Oh, it's a good feeling. I mean, even last trip hooking in hand and a few fish, it's like, it's a good feeling. You know, after the fact, the kill up, thank you so much. I was, you know, having a hard time getting the bait out. And that goes a long way. That's, I mean, you know, it's a good feeling.
Got to keep
the positivity going.
We can see how much it means to you, Dave, through your smile.
Absolutely. Thank you.
Hey, another great text came through. I'm curious if Dave could talk about fish care on the Tomahawk. You mentioned that you grew up under the American angler who I hold in the highest regard when it comes to fish care. Can you go over your process on the Tomahawk? That's from Big Water Bruno.
Yeah, absolutely. And we take pride in it. That's one thing that, you know, even back from the JJ days on the Apollo, where I pretty much really started learning about fish care and quality. And it starts, you know, if possible, to gaff them in the head. You know, in the end, it's like some of these bluefin are squirrely, and it's you take the shot you're given a lot of times. But once it hits the deck, one side of the fish hits the deck only. You bleed them, spike them. Every crew member has a spike on them, so making sure they're not beating the meat up as the fish are, you know, kicking the deck, really. Bleed them, let them bleed out, and gill and gut them. That's the big factor. For our fish hold system, it's a spray brine system, 30-degree spray brine system. But it's huge getting that hot gut pack out because you could chill it from the outside in and the inside out. So gill and gutting's huge. It's whether it's 20 pounds or 200 pounds, it's 100% getting gilled and gutted.
Get them cold.
Cold.
That's
cold.
Everything.
Exactly. Letting them hang out on deck for a few minutes just so it can kind of get to the air temp.
Mm-hmm.
You know, nighttime, it's pretty cold. And then dropping them down in that fish hole, it pays off. I mean, I know Raymond gave me a call, a WhatsApp message, actually, and said, whatever you guys are doing, keep doing it.
Oh, so, that's got to be a great text to get.
You get the good feedback. It's just motivation on everything.
When Raymond at Fishman's Processing, the main man cutting a fish.
Man,
I'm with Bruno too. That American angler is a top notch on fish care. It's held in a very high regard.
Absolutely.
So if that's one of your many backgrounds, and Royal Star, I know, is the same. I mean,
two top tiers. Absolutely,
fish care is a big part of it.
Huge.
That's
huge.
Awesome. All right, well, let's try to sneak one more in there, Corey.
How about John? John from Huntington Beach. Good morning, John.
John, we got about 1 minute left. Got a quick question for us?
Hey, good morning, guys. Awesome show as always. Yes. Do I need to bring a sleeping bag or my own gear to sleep in on the boat? And second question is, what happened to the albacore?
First question, great. Second one, you might need another show.
We've definitely been requiring everyone to bring their own bedding, own pillow, own blanket. You know, I definitely think you sleep a lot better on stuff you bring. Just for the sake of, we're still applying kind of that whole COVID thing. After every trip, two crew members go down there, lift the bunk pads, sanitize all the bunk pads, and just trying to keep everything sano. But, yeah, bringing your own blanket and pillow, absolutely.
Just a clean way of doing it.
It's super simple.
It's
clean.
Yeah.
I mean, granted, I mean, if we were to go back to the changing pillowcases and folding blankets, washing blankets, it's like, yeah, it'd probably be okay, but I think we're going to ride this out.
And there's something more comfortable than bringing your own bag and help out.
Absolutely.
I bring my own regardless.
Yeah, right,
totally.
Exactly.
Hey, great call. Appreciate it very much. When we come back, we're going to find out who's got themselves a day and a half trip on board the Tomahawk. More Let's Talk Hookup coming your way in the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio and the Let's Talk Hookup app.
Hey guys, this is Ali Husseini from Local Knowledge and BD Outdoors. I'm a lucky guy in so many ways, and one thing I'm really grateful for is my little brother, Yosef. Yosef is not only a fellow angler, but he's also an amazing realtor that specializes in helping us in the angling community find the ultimate home. If you own a home, get a free no-obligation evaluation online now by typing in SoCalHomeEval.com. That's SoCalHomeEval.com. All you do is put in your address, and you'll get a home value report immediately sent to your email. No pressure, no obligations, just answers. Yosef is the SoCal real estate go-to guy. He's helped me and so many of my fellow fishing buddies find what they're looking for in a home. He knows anglers and he understands the real estate market. Not only that, but he's also a really nice guy. How many brothers can you say that about? Go to SoCalHomeEval.com and find out where you stand in the real estate market and then get with Yosef and find your ultimate home. Again, go to SoCalHomeEval.com and we'll see you on the water.
In San Diego, the future belongs to everyone. So Ford engineered the truck of the future for everyone. The Ford F-150. Available with a Pro Power onboard generator. What a great addition for anglers. There's also a variety of cab configurations for whatever you need to haul. The truck of the future isn't created for just a few. It's created for us who love the ocean and the outdoor life. Ford F-150. Test drive one at your local San Diego County Ford dealer today. They'll be glad to hook you up.
Turner's Outdoorsman, Southern California's number one shooting, hunting, and fishing tackle retailer since 1971, is right in your neighborhood. Now with stores throughout Southern, Central, and Northern California. No one does it better. Turner's Outdoorsman brings you the best prices and selection, plus a knowledgeable staff that will help make your day on the water or in the field more fun. Stop by your neighborhood Turner's Outdoorsman. To find a location nearest you, check the web at turners.com and sign up for special deals and more.
For your next fishing adventure, check Point Loma Sport Fishing. They offer half-day trips on the Daily Double and full-day trips on the Mission Bell every day. Perfect for novice or seasoned fishermen. Point Loma Sport Fishing also offers overnight to multi-day trips on the American Angler, Vagabond, Intrepid, Independence, New Loan, T-Bird, Game Changer, and more. Visit PointLomaSportFishing.com where you can purchase tickets online. Want to go fishing? Point Loma Sport Fishing has you covered.
All right, welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Dave's going to flip the coin.
Yeah,
got the honors.
The honors, a day and a half trip going fishing on board the Tomahawk. Let her rip.
All right, here we go.
There it is. Right. Going to a caller, and the caller happens to be John in Escondido.
John, congratulations. You are stoked. We spent 2 hours talking about what a great time it is fishing on board that boat, and you're going to get to go do it in style.
Most of us was 2 hours.
Yeah, well, sure. Hour and a half for some, 2 hours for the rest, you know.
Easy now, easy. I'm a sensitive guy.
What a great time, man. Again, I am fresh off the boat. I know it's not easy to peel you away from time off, but Dave, we really appreciate having you in here and talking fishing with us. If somebody does want to come join you, get in on this. There's still great opportunities to fish the Tomahawk and still, you know, a spot here or there in the fall, even if you wanted to do a private charter, there's dates available and open party schedule. Just give us the rundown. How do we fish with you? How do we book? Give us all the details.
Yeah, two ways of doing it. Fisherman's Landing website. Calling in Fisherman's Landing, or excuse me, three ways, and then TomahawkSportFishing.com with that easy click button, book now, and the rest explains itself.
After our conversation and talking with you, I just want to go fishing with you.
It's a great way to do it, and very cool on the website. Like, you as the passenger have access to the exact same reservation system as the guys behind the counter. It's live update, how many spots are available. So at your house, you have the exact same information center as Carl does behind the counter at the landing. You know how many spots are available, how to book, the whole nine. When you click it, man, that's it. You captured the spot.
Classic, man, technology.
That's it. That's very cool. And, Doug, if somebody wants to keep in touch with the tackle store, the landing, all the great stuff going on, what's the best way to do it?
As I always say, the best way to do it is come down, get yourself a Point Loma Seafoods or Mitch's Seafood Sandwich. Killing. Check out the boats. Come in the tackle store. Say hi to the guys. But you can always call us up at 619-221-8506. Saltwatertackle.com on the web. you know, and hopefully when you come down fishing, you'll stop in and say hi, and I'm sure you will.
That's it, man. Well, it's been a great show. Great job, both of you guys. We really appreciate you taking the time and hanging out with us, especially with this awesome fishing that's going on right now. So nice to have the summer in full swing, and we talk about it all the time. The landing gets the electric feel. It is electric down here right now. You can just feel it at nighttime. All the guys loading up for the boats and the dock carts bumping up and down. It is happening right now.
It's a multi-decades feeling, and it's so cool when it happens, and it's happening right now.
You got it, man. Hey, appreciate you listening. Great job, you guys. And next weekend, again, another couple of great shows. Next Saturday, Corey and Brandon Bono from Fisherman's Landing Tackle are going to be talking tackle and bass. Going to be a great show. Lots of fun. Great information. And the next Sunday, Fred Huber from the Daily Double and Captain Steve Peterson from the Mission Bell are going to be joining us. Going to be a couple of great shows, again, next Saturday and Sunday, right here, 7 to 9 a.m. on Let's Talk Hookup, Southern California Sport Fishing Voice, and the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio and the Let's Talk Hookup app.